Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
What the technology winded up doing, especially I'm talking about the technology winded up separating the generations. That's what they did. So why is this important to Muslims? It's just important that Muslims understand the way that the technology worked and the way that the technology advanced from what was going on in the pioneer generation to what's going on in the social media generation. We call it the social media generation because the advancements that happened in the social media generation winded up attracting the children.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Monday Morning Program right here on American Muslim 360. My name is William Kareem, and we're going to get right into the program today. We have a special subject that we're going to be dealing with, and that is the calendar. The count of time. And we're going to deal with this subject because we've been talking about the Hijra calendar. We've been talking about that, and we have to make sure that it's we understand the significance of the calendar because we live in America, and in America we go by the Gregorian calendar. And the Gregorian calendar is, you know, 12 months around the sun, whereas the Hijra calendar follows the lunar cycle. And so with the Gregorian calendar, the calendar that we're under, you know, it's the same. December is always winter, always. But with the Hijra calendar, as they go through the lunar cycle, the seasons may change according to the cycles of the lunar cycles. I'm mentioning this because there's really something that we are forgetting as a people, but especially as Muslims. Well, all people have really forgotten about it. A lot of people don't even care about it. But, you know, we should take into consideration that we live in a world of technology. And Allah didn't create the technology that we are dealing with. It's man that basically, well, I'm not saying that Allah didn't create the material that the man uses as far as technology. But man created technology, and in the process of created technology, he winds up creating his own world. The world of man is different from the world of Allah. So the creation is always consistent because that's the way that Allah created it. But man created using the technology, and I'm talking about, you know, by using the invention of the wheel, the invention of the sword, you know, and other inventions coming through time. Man was able to utilize the technology, create his own world. And many a times what happens is we forget about the naturalness, the original creation, because the original creation winds up being covered or blotted out by man's world. So one of the ways that Allah tells us in the Quran about the count of time. Let me see, how do we say this here? The Hijra calendar. Okay. The Hijra calendar, also known as the Islamic calendar or Muslim calendar, is a lunar calendar that Muslims use to determine the dates of religious observations and events. And that is true. It's important to understand that the Hijra calendar was a calendar that the reason why they say that, you know, it started after the Muslims left Mecca and went to Medina, because there were a lot of events that started to happen in Medina. That's when our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the believers started to actually create societies and go through events. So when they were in Medina, there's a particular date that they came to Medina. There's a particular date that there was the fight at Uhud. There's a particular date that the Prophet and the believers came back to Mecca, and then moving forward, there were other expansions and celebrations and events that happened amongst the Muslims that they wanted to record. So they made a calendar to understand, you know, when these events actually took place. But Allah talks about when Allah talks about it, Allah talks about it as, let me see, Okay. All right. Let me just stop for a minute. So that's the Hijra calendar, okay? The Gregorian calendar works the same way, okay? Okay, we have birth dates, and it's a recorded event in history. So, you know, every year we celebrate the birth date by, well, I won't even use the birth date. I'll use February 26, 1975. So everybody knows that that's a special date in the IWDM community. Everybody knows that. But you see what it says. It gives you the month, the day, and the year that the event actually takes place. You know, Independence Day, July 4, 1776. So the calendar is used to record events that happen in the world. So there are many nations that use the Gregorian calendar, and there are many nations that use the lunar calendar. But there's something that the Quran says about the count of time. Let me see. It says that, where is it at? It says, verily the number of months with Allah is 12. And this is from Surah of Tawbah, verse 36. That's Surah 9, verse 36. Verily, the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year, okay? So was it ordained by Allah on the day when he created the heavens and the earth? So just that statement right there, it tells us that for 12 months, there was a cycle that took place in the natural creation. So we know that it takes 12 months for the earth to go around the sun. We know that. We also know that in those 12 months, in those 12 lunar cycles, we know there are four seasons of spring, where things start to grow, summer, where things are in full bloom, fall, where there is the leaves come off the trees or there's a decaying, and then winter, when nothing is on, you know, all the trees and everything is cold. It's a cold time. And then that cycle starts all over again with spring. So we know this. But that is something that is in the creation of Allah, and we should not forget that. We look forward to it. We look forward to that happening every year. We look forward to that. We don't even pay it any mind at all. But that's the way that Allah created it, and that's what it means when Allah says, verily, the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year. So was it ordained by Allah on the day that he created the heavens and the earth? Okay? Then it goes on and says, of them, four are sacred. So this was a question that was posed. Why does it say that that four of the months in the year is sacred? But then it continues, that is the right religion, so wrong not yourselves therein. So that is the quote from the verse in the Quran. That's the full quote. Surah 9, verse 36. So the question is, why are four of them sacred? And we want to know that as Muslims living in America, who live under the Gregorian calendar. Because the introduction has been made to us about the Hijra calendar. And as Muslims, there is, you know, something that we want to understand. We want to understand what Allah is. Why does Allah say that four of them are sacred? That comes from the Quran. Why? Why does Allah say that? before we actually get into that, it's very important to understand that that again, verily, the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year. So was it ordained by Allah on the day that He created the heavens and the earth? Now, when we talk about the Hijra calendar, we're talking about a calendar that was created by the Arabs, or that was recognized in that part of the world. Because, you know, they recognize the sacred months even before the revelation, this revelation came. They recognized that the 4 months were sacred. They recognized that. But that was in Arab culture. It's important to understand that in Chinese culture, okay, which is in a different part of the world, that the Chinese calendar does not count years in an infinite sequence. Each year is assigned a name consisting of two components with each 60-year cycle. The first component is a celestial stem. And they get into it. But what we know about the Chinese calendar, what we know is that we look at the second component of the Chinese calendar, which is a Chinese zodiac, okay? Which it features the name of animals in the zodiac consisting of 12 animals. The year of the rat, the year of the ox, the year of the tiger, the year of the rat, the year of the dragon, the year of the snake, the year of the horn, the horse, the year of the sheep, the year of the monkeys, the year of the rooster, the year of the dog, and the year of the bull or the pig. So that's how they have named their 12 months. That's how they named theirs. Because that was the part of the world that they were living in. So in Chinese culture, and we're talking about, you know, the Chinese looking at the creation, and there's some special significance that each one of those have, and especially when you talk about human beings, you know, there are certain characteristics of the dog, the rooster, the monkey, the sheep, the dragon, the rabbit that they put on people. And as far as astrology was concerned, they were basically saying, if you were born in this year, you have this quality. So I was born in Chinese. In the Chinese calendar, I would be born under the year of the dragon. And that would be June of 1952. So that would be the year of the dragon. And then so each year had a different year and month. It had a different characteristic according to the zodiac. And we know that that is something that's celebrated today in Chinese culture. We know that. Because if you have ever been to Chinatown, you know they have big celebrations about, you know, the year, the new year. And, you know, they have all of these different costumes and the year, the dragon and rooster, and, you know, they have all of these things that they celebrate with. Now, we remember that Abraham, peace be upon him, it tells us in the Quran that there was a cycle of understanding that Abraham went through. And one of the cycles he went through when he said, you know, he looked at the stars and he said, this is my Lord. And then he realized that, you know, like, you know, the stars, you know, set, and, you know, my Lord doesn't set. You know, this, then he looked at the moon, he said, this is my Lord. And then he went through that. And then, you know, then he came to understand, to look behind all of the things that was created, and he said, ah, my Lord is the one who created all of this. And that's how Abraham came to the oneness, to understand the oneness of Allah, the oneness of the creator of the heavens and the earth, because he was able to look at the creation, and Allah favored him with understanding as time went on. It favored him. And so he was able to defend himself, especially against people who were stargazers, people who worshiped the stars, because in the stars have a cycle also, okay? The stars have a cycle, okay? And, you know, just like, you know, we talk about the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, Sagittarius, you could see Sagittarius and you could see Cancer. They could see, you know, the formations of the stars that made a Dipper, the Big Dipper, Little Dipper. We're just going to leave it right there, but there were a whole lot of other things that they were able to see in the stars, and that's how you got star worshippers. Because they were looking at Allah's creation, and they started to worship the stars to that degree. That's why that happened. So this whole idea about the understanding of the stars, it came from Africa, because Africa, you know, was astronomy. It says in Nile Valley Civilization by Anthony Browder, Nile Valley Civilization. This is an excellent book to understand the history of Africa. It is important to understand the relationship that exists between the astrological signs and the zodiac and agriculture. The ability to plant, grow, and harvest and store food is essential to maintaining stability among a people who were once nomadic. So the Egyptians had worked out all the architecture of the heavens, and their priests carried all of the same with them to all parts of the world. The Babylonians copied and obtained all their knowledge from the Egyptians. And we're talking about their knowledge as far as understanding the heavens and the earth, the astronomy. And then it goes on, and then it says that Dr. Bogue should write that they borrowed from the Greeks. They're old and degenerate, they want to talk about that's not important. That's not important. Astronomy, the calendar and astrology all played a major role in the development of myths, ritual, and religion in the Nile Valley, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because this was the study of Allah's creation. That's the point that I'm making with that. That it was the study of Allah's creation. So the Ethiopians of Thebes named the stars of the inundation or of Aquarius. Those stars under which the Nile began to, that's when the Nile began to overflow. So Aquarius represented, the name Aquarius represented when the Nile would overflow, because this would happen every year, that there was a certain time of the year that the Nile River would overflow, and that's how they got the name Aquarius. Those stars under which the Nile began to overflow, stars of the ox or bull, those under which they began to plow, okay? So Taurus was represented the time of the year where they would start to plow the earth. And we know that, you know, Taurus happens sometime in either late February and March or in late March and early April. I'm not sure, but I know that in March that's when it happens, and that's when, you know, the spring basically starts. But it's important to understand that the stars of the bull, Taurus, those under which they began to plow. Stars of the lion, Leo, those under which that animal driven from the desert by thirst, appeared on the banks of the Nile. So every year, the lions coming out of the desert would appear at the Nile River every year, probably for mating and not only drinking, but that's how that happened. Stars of the sheaf or the virgin, Virgo, those of the reaping season, stars of the lamb, Aries, stars of the two kids, Gemini, those under which these precious were brought forth. So Gemini is basically something like May. And so this is where the coming forth of the earth would start to come forth. In the same manner, he named the stars of the crab. Those were the sun, having arrived at the tropic, retreated by a slow retrograde motion like the crab or cancer. Now, if you understand, and I'm sure you may have seen videos of creatures that come out the water at certain times of the year to mate. And that happens with many parts of the insect, bird, animal kingdom, that there are certain times of the year that they gather for mating. The point being that these are natural occurrences that happen in the earth. So when it says that the number of months with Allah is 12 months and a year, so was it ordained by Allah the day when he created the heavens and the earth of them, four are sacred. Now, when we come to the point about four are sacred, Allah said of them, four are sacred. The Arabs used to consider these months sacred during the time of Jahiliyyah. Okay, so now we're not talking about ancient history. We're not talking about the Chinese. We're not even talking about a calendar at this time. We're not talking about the Hijra calendar at this time. But we're talking about the Arabs recognizing the lunar cycles, okay? And they recognized the lunar cycles because they recognized the holy site in Arabia. The holy site didn't start with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In the Quran, we understand that Moses left his wife and child, Hajar and Ishmael, in the desert and near Allah's sacred house. So we understand that was during Moses' time. And that sacred site was there even before Moses. And they say that it is said that that holy site was there during the time of Adam. That's when it appeared, right there. That's when it became holy. But we also know, take into consideration, that when Moses left. No, it wasn't Moses. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was Ibrahim. Right. It was Ibrahim who left Hajar and Ishmael in the desert near the holy site. That's what the Quran says, that Ibrahim did that, not Moses. Ibrahim did that. And that's where we know that the water came out and Mecca started to be established. So we know that. Okay, so again, we're talking about Allah said of them, four are sacred. The Arabs used to consider these months sacred during the time of Jahiliyyah. And they made those times sacred because of something that's going to happen. All right, and they made it sacred because of the holy site That's why they made it sacred, because of the holy site. Okay, so why you say that, Brother Kareem? Well, listen as we move further. So it says, Allah said of them, four are sacred. The Arabs used to consider these months sacred during the time of Jahiliyyah, except for a group of them called Al-Basi who held 8 months of the year to be sacred as a way of exaggeration in religion. That's what it says here, okay? But this is what our prophet said. The prophet said, peace be upon him, three are in succession, Dhu al-Qada, or Qada, Dhu al-Hijjah, and Muharram. And the fourth is Rajab. So right now, we are in the month of Rajab. Rajab is important because Rajab is separate from the three, Dhu al-Qada, Dhu al-Hijjah, and Muharram. It's separate because Dhu al-Qada, Dhu al-Hijjah, and Muharram are three in a row, 3 months in a row. So why are these months sacred, considered to be sacred? So again, the prophet said, three are in succession, and the fourth is Rajab, which is the month that we're in now. The prophet also said, okay, and I'm reading from the explanation of the Quran. I'm not coming from myself. This is not what I'm saying. I'm reading from the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir. Okay, the prophet said Rajab or Mudar to attest the custom of Mudar, in saying that Rajab is the month that is between Jumada and Shaban, not as the tribes of Rabah thought it was between Shaban and Shawwal, which is Ramadan. So Rajab, the month that we are in right now, is the month before Ramadan. That's what makes it sacred, because it's the month before Ramadan. Remember that. And Ramadan is a special month because it is when the fasting starts. So it is said that there are many blessings in everything that you get if you do a whole lot of good, that the blessings are multiplied during this month before Ramadan, okay? Now, it also says the four sacred ones were made for three in succession or alone, so that the Hajj and Umrah are performed with ease. So that the Hajj and Umrah are performed with ease. You know why? Because the tribes of Arabia was always fighting against each other. And so there was a lull in the fighting so that the fast of Ramadan could happen, I'm going to read what it says. The fast was made some concession, one and one alone, so that the Hajj and Umrah are performed with ease. Dhu al-Qada, the month before the Hajj month, was made sacred because they refrained from fighting during that month. So that they could make a preparation for themselves to perform Hajj. Dhu al-Hijjah, the next month, was made sacred because it is the month of Hajj, during which the performance of Hajj rituals take place. So it's like, look, no fighting during this time because, you know, like you have visitors to the holy site during these months. The month before Hajj is sacred. There's no fighting during the month before Hajj. There's no fighting during the Hajj month. And Dhu al-Hijjah, And then the next one was made sacred because it is the month of Hajj during which they performed Hajj rituals. Muharram, which comes next, was made sacred so that they are able to go back to their areas in safety after performing Hajj. So this is why the months are sacred, and it has everything to do with refraining from fighting and conflict against men for holy reasons. No fighting before Hajj. No fighting during Hajj. And no fighting after Hajj. Those are the 3 months in succession. Now, after that, you want to fight and you argue and all the rest of that, yo, that's fine. You go ahead and do that. But during those 3 months, no. Because those are dedicated to the worship of Allah and the holy site of Mecca. We're talking about Mecca today. That's why it is, and that continues today. Now, so that was before Jahil. That was before Prophet Muhammad. That they respected that. Why? Because the other prophets had already established the holy site. So people were coming, and you know this because in the movie of The Message, you know that people would bring their gods to the Kaaba, as we know in watching the movie The Message, and that, you know, like it was just the time of the year, and Mecca became famous and all the rest of that, you know, because, you know, the Quraysh, you know, they would accept that, and it was the time to make money, et cetera, et cetera. They had the keys to the house, et cetera, et cetera. They had all that. So the holy site has been holy, well, from the time of Adam, as established by Abraham or Ibrahim, as he and his son, Ishmael, went and built on top of the mount, built the Kaaba, and then they continued after that, you know, and then with the establishment of his wife, Hajar and Ishmael, finding the water in the ground and establishing Mecca or Becca, whatever they wanted to call it, during that time, the well of Zamzam, et cetera, it was a holy site. And so the holy months, remember, the holy months are refrain from fighting, refrain from disagreement, refrain from negativity, and do more as far as praying and good and generous things. The month before the Hajj, the month of the Hajj, and the month after the Hajj. And I was like, well, why the month after the Hajj? Because remember, during that time, all right, people would travel. And so after Hajj is over, you know, people got to get back to where they come from because people right now, even right now, people come from all over the earth. So it's like, don't violate people after the Hajj. Don't violate them. Allow them to get back. Allow them to get back to their places because these are people who have come to worship me. Again, Allah said, of the four, that four of them are sacred. The Arabs used to consider 3 months during the end. The prophet said, let me see, where is that? Verily, the number of months with Allah is 12 in a year. So it was ordained by Allah on the day that he created the heavens and the earth, of them four are sacred. Okay? And that is for people to come and worship at his holy site. And it says, that is the right religion, so wrong not yourselves therein. Now, that is the revelation that was given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That's why it's Tawbah. Surah number 9, verse number 36. That's why it was revealed. Because this is something that has gone on from the time, supposed to be from the time of Adam, but we know that historically, we know that the Quran mentions, you know, the whole idea about Ibrahim and his wife, Hajar and Ishmael, being establishing Mecca because of the well of Zamzam and people coming together. And over time, you know, what happened is they built it and people still came to worship and do worship at that site. And we know that it continued during the time of Jahiliyyah. But these were people would respect, you know, the whole idea about not fighting before Hajj, during Hajj, and after Hajj. The 3 months before Hajj, okay, we can't fight. During Hajj, oh, is the Hajj, we can't fight. Because why? Because, you know, people, you know, they came to worship Allah. And Allah was saying, like, you know, listen, you know, these months are sacred. You know, let people come and worship me. Let, you know, they are blessings. So if you follow this, that people are blessing me, you know, that's what makes them sacred. So don't violate people during these holy months. Don't violate anybody during these holy months. So here it is, we in America, and it's the same thing. Okay, and even though we may not be making Hajj, the thing is that we still recognize the blessings that are before the Hajj. Okay, you know, we should, you know, do good during this month. Okay, we getting ready to fast the month of Ramadan. Okay, it's Rajab, and there are blessings as we prepare ourselves to fast the month of Ramadan. So here it is. What we have to do is, you know, we have to be much more considerate, and we have to pray more and do more good. And then during Ramadan, you know, which is done for Allah alone. The fast is not for you. It's not for you. It's for Allah. That's the only thing that it says, that one of the things that it says is that Allah made that the fast is not for yourself, but the fast is the only thing, the obedience of doing the fast is for Allah. That's the only time that Allah asks the human being to do something for him, is to fast the month of Ramadan. When you do that, why are you fasting? I'm fasting because Allah has commanded it, you know, me to do that. All right? So I hope that there's some understanding with that, and I'm going to open up the telephone lines because I have people that have raised their hand, and I'm going to start off with 727-741. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Tell the people who's calling where you're calling from.
Martha Nyla Williams, Abdullah, calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, and greetings of peace to everyone. And thank you, William. I'd like to add, too, as you were speaking, and you know, this research is going on, but for our improvement and our discipline and our connection being more our decision to be follow Allah's guidance. So as I say that, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram, those are the 3 months, believe it or not, that when the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, or the Treaty of the Trench, the treaty was made for the Muslim to return to Mecca after, you know, there was such a long battle and the prevention of them returning to Mecca. And, you know, there was a lot in between that. But those 3 months were the months of that treaty was taking place. So there's one significant point that we can point out, that treaty. And they were those who had fled from Mecca to Medina for protection, to be in the company of the Muslim, they also were able to return home. So imagine, you know, all of the strife that the followers of Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and everyone hearing the revelation of Almighty God being shared with them, imagine them, you know, being persecuted because of that specifically, and then the governance being established in Medina, and then this treaty saying, you know, to make Hajj.
So that was one of the most important factors there for the 3 months following each other.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because that I'm sure that there is we can't say that there's a hijra date with that, because that was before the hijra, but it's important because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his followers decided to come to Mecca during, you know, the month of Hajj, and because they knew that they would be safe, that they, you know, there ain't supposed to be any killing, you know, or warfare during that holy month, that, you know, it's supposed to stop, you know, and so they were confident, and then even though they told them, you can't make Hajj during this time, you know they actually was turned away, but they weren't killed during that whole when that whole the Treaty of Hudaybiyah came forward. Even though they disagreed, they sat down and worked it out, but they were able to safely go to Mecca or to approach Mecca, and even though they were turned away, they still followed the basic rule of not fighting during, you know, the holy month.
Right, and two, they you know, this was year, if you put it on the other calendar, it would be the CE, it would be 627, they note, 626, 627. So that tells you it was close to the ending of, you know, it was 23 years for the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, from the time of his receiving the revelation and then carrying out that mission of declaring it and rehabilitating. And imagine now the month of on the Gregorian calendar and even the Julian calendar, when they decided upon it, it started out with the month idolizing war, acknowledging that war was so prevalent, and the situation of the social period and during the Quraysh in that time period, people, humanity was at its lowest. I mean, there were just many things going on, social disorder, and that was considering the Dark Ages in Europe, and then the era of enlightenment or age of enlightenment upon the revelation of Quran. So praise be to Allah.
Yes, and that's why it says so. And it says the month before the Hajj month was made sacred because they refrained from fighting during that month. They refrained from, so it had a lot to do with, you know, this basic idea of man. This assertive and aggressive spirit of man that happens for a lot of reasons. It could be a fight because, you know, you didn't pay me, you know, what I was supposed to be paid. Oh, we gonna fight. You talk to me in a bad way. Oh, we gonna fight. You know, I'm part of this tribe, and you know, like if you disrespect me, I'm gonna go ahead and get my tribe. And oh, we gonna fight. So you know, Allah says that. Okay, you know, like, you know, we know that we have this assertive and this aggressive spirit, but don't stand in the way of my worshipers that are coming to worship me during these holy seasons. And they respected that from the time, and they say during the time of Jahiliyyah, they say that, we call it the time of Jahiliyyah because it's before the time of the revelation from Prophet Muhammad. But, you know, that whole idea about, remember, Mecca or the Kaaba was already established. It was established during the time of Ibrahim. And so, from the time of Ibrahim to the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, I think that Ibrahim was like the sixth prophet number six. And Prophet Muhammad was the 25th or the 26th prophet. Okay? So so this habit, this routine had already set in for the human being as far as the Kaaba being a holy site and making Hajj to that site, even if it was with, you know, like these various gods,
you know, that came there, even if that was the case, you bring your God. Oh, that's what you oh, okay, you bring your God, you know, to. But that was a routine that happened every year, even before Prophet Muhammad got there. Thank you, Sister Ma.
You're welcome. Thank you. Assalamu
alaikum. All right. Wa alaikum assalam. All right, 727-408. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Most likely you did something on Rajab, but I wasn't on the phone. I'm just going to go with a little bit. They used to consider Rajab, they used to call Rajab the month of Allah. And it was considered unique and a time for increased devotion, reflection, forgiveness, and many times for dealing with fasting. But also, they say the Muslim also commemorate the Hijra and the Miraj. The miraculous night journey and ascension of Prophet Muhammad. Praise be God to Allah that is connection with what is going being done now, dealing with the ascension. And also, like I say, tribal warfare was during the time, like I say, before the Hijra. And I tie that also to family life because of the fact during that time, they needed safe travel because they had to go and trade their goods. So for the survival of their family, that was essential also. And then also I could just say something about Shaban that the prophet said that during that month, that month was a month that the prophet would fast besides Ramadan, more than any other month. So that give a good significance even after Rajab leading all the way up, and you already did the other three. So praise be to Allah. I wanted to mention that. I heard you yesterday, right? And I said I got to have some. I got to get some answers. But today I'm trying to get it written up. You know, so praise be to Allah, because you know, in our religion, we don't want to be like Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad said if he didn't know something about something, or if it's a word, when he was in class, he said he was going to find out about it. So praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, brother. And keep on, wa alaykum assalam, and keep on working on that writing, brother. I know that you're going to write something great.
Yeah.
So may Allah bless you.
It's essential.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Wa alaykum assalam. Okay, 779-770. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's Hashim, brother. I think the month of
Hashim. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, bro?
Oh, alhamdulillah, man. Good to hear from you. What's going on, bro?
I think the month of before Ramadan is Shaban, bro.
No, it's Rajab.
The month preceding Ramadan. It's Shaban,
The month before, the month that we're in right now is Rajab.
I know.
Sister Martha, is that correct? Hold on for a second. Is that correct, Sister Martha? Okay. The month that we're in right now is Rajab. Okay.
I know.
Yeah. So, and it's a holy month. So it's the month before Ramadan. Right?
See, Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast, I think, 6 days in Shaban preparation for Ramadan the following month.
All right, hold on for a second. Bilal, the month of the what are the month? What is the month we're in right now? Is it?
Yeah, that's our call for. It's your job. Yes.
Okay.
It's the month.
All right. So Shaban is what? Which month? Is the month of during Ramadan or the month after Ramadan?
After Rajab.
After.
Next month would be Shaban.
Right, all right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, bro. So Hashim,
You got it? Do you? So what's the point that you're making about Shaban? What's the point that you're making?
Well, I was saying, you were saying that the month we're in now is the month before Ramadan.
Right.
Preceding Ramadan is Shaban, brother. That's the month preceding Ramadan. Right after, so like after December, the January, after Shaban is Ramadan.
Oh, okay. I apologize, brother. I may have said that. You might be right about that, and if I said it, I was wrong. But, you know, the month that we're in right now is the month of Rajab, which is the month before Ramadan, and that's why it's sacred. It's a sacred – Rajab is a sacred month so that, you know, for us to put down the swords and the disagreements and everything and to fast and to pray more so that we can get ourselves ready for Ramadan. And then when Shaban comes up, so if I said that, I was wrong. Thank you so very much for correcting me, brother.
Yes, and I think Papa Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he prayed 50 days consecutively, I believe, in preparation for Ramadan. I think it was 6 consecutively. He might have broken them up, but I think it was 6 days consecutively to get in preparation for Ramadan.
Okay. I'm Leila, and this is the month where there's the extra blessings that come in. And what we're supposed to do during this holy month that is before Ramadan is basically, put down the disagreements with each other or with other family members and to do more praying, fasting, and the way to prepare ourselves so when Ramadan comes in, we're in the best of spirits. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Nigosan. Okay, we got 706-627. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Who's calling? Tell the people where you're calling from. Muhammad, 706-627, are you on mute?
Yes, I was. Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's Brother Umar Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Hinesville, Georgia. And, yes, this is the month to prepare ourselves to meet the Quran again. Because this month, Ramadan, is the month that the Quran came down to help purify us from all the influences that man has been using and misunderstanding until he got clear guidance from this book called the Quran. And we are getting the favor on the way of life that will be the end of all the other ways of life for those who understand. So that's why we have to share it, teach it, stick to it, don't deviate, and keep it simple, like the five pillars in the arms of faith. This is a great month of preparation to meet the Quran again, not only Ramadan, but to meet the Quran. And the burning of the month of Ramadan will help us free ourselves once again every influence of creation of which we have domination over. We can't let creation use us. We have to use creation to help us be out front in the submission to the will of Almighty God Allah, where the human being, the best of creation, destiny is to take our will and put it in the will of Allah, the universal creator of all that we see and don't see. Very important.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Very important. Thank you for reminding us. You're right. You see that Ramadan is the month that the Holy Quran was brought down. Alhamdulillah for that. So these months are important. It is important for us to understand why they are important so that we can get the best benefit out of it and so that we might answer the questions if, you know, people come to us with why, or we should be able to explain to our children why these months are, or and where the history is, and to definitely recognize that the human being is a creator of worlds, but he is not the human being is not a creator. He's a maker because he uses what's in man's world. The human being uses what's in Allah's world to create. The human being can't create. That's a whole other subject. But I'm saying to you, when you read the Quran, you always recognize that the word create always refers to Allah. And, you know, somebody went, well, you know, like they said, well, Allah is the best of creators. Yeah, Allah is the best creator because there were people who were saying that Baal was a creator. And they used the word Khalik, you know, in the Quran. But if you read the Quran, most of the time when you read the Quran and it says creator, it's always talking about Allah. And Allah deserves that kind of respect from the word Al-Khalik because Allah created everything from the most, from the smallest, most minute thing, like an atom, all the way up to the universe. It was Allah that did that. And the human being has always been one that uses what Allah has created to make. And when I was teaching in the Clara Muhammad School, we used to say, Allah creates and the human being makes. Allah creates and the human being makes, because the human being takes from Allah's creation and he makes things. But we loosely use the word create for humans. He's the creator. He created that. But Allah is the creator. The only human being does is use what Allah has created. You know, he takes it and puts it together to make things. To make things and make things happen. So with that, brothers and sisters, this is the end of the program. We have a couple of more weeks here on Blog Talk Radio, and then we will move over. New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio is going to be at 10 o'clock. We're going to move over to our alternate number, and our alternate number is 971-379-9162. That's the number that we're going to move over to. Wait a minute. Let me just let this person say something real quick. 323-867. Sister, assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. You have something you want to say real quick?
Alhamdulillah. Yes, it's Karama Hunt from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Yes, about the creation is what it is. We use the word discover or event. The human being, discover or event. That's the word they use. That's right.
Yes,
they
ma'am.
They don't create anything. Alhamdulillah.
Right. Amen. Thank you for verifying that. Wa alaikum assalam. Okay, brothers and sisters, and so until tomorrow, we're going to do the stories of the prophets by Ibn Kathir. We are so thankful. Again, this information that I gave you about is the explanation from the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir. That's what it is. It comes from the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir. And it's the explanation of the Quran, or the explanation of the sacred months. But it's in the book, Explanation of the Quran by Ibn Kathir. All right. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Until next time, you know, like I give you the greetings of assalamu alaikum, but we're going to go out with this wonderful promo. Okay. Yeah, this is the promo. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.